I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
A lot of people think that it only takes one person to turn a person around. No, it takes many touches. And some of the people that touched me in my life, all of that touching came back. And that gave me the strength and energy to pull myself out of it. You know, guys like a college professor named Dan Taylor, who talked me into going back to school. And only went back to school because this guy would visit me in prison, and I felt like I should at least do something. I just did it to please him. You know, I mean, it sounds crazy, but, he was coming to see me in prison, wanted me to go to school. So I went to school, and if it wouldn't be for going to school, I would not be where I am today. So God has sent angels along the way to walk me through this journey. You know, and there were other angels that, came my way. And he kept art in my life for 40 years, So I just benefited. But what I want people to know is that people don't intentionally try to hurt you if they go back to their old life. And a lot of times, most of the times, out of respect, you won't even see us again when we fall because we're ashamed, okay? And you're not in any danger or anything because we care that you are a person that cared about us, and we just feel bad that we disappointed you. So it's always a good risk and a good gamble to invest in someone that's gone astray. It really is, and it's safe. It is rewarding, but you got to remember that you might not be the final touch, and you might not see the results of your work for 10 or 15 years, but you will see it.
Tell me about when you have opportunity to speak to maybe going into prisons or talk with gang members. What message most connects with them, or what's the word you want to get across?
The thing that most connects to them is, see, I know and they know the truth that they were not born to be where they are. They know that they inherently they are not bad people. They've chosen to do bad things, and it's intoxicating and addicting. And a lot of times they know and I know that they just need some help and a little belief to come out of the hole that they're in that they dug for themselves. And most of them, the only reason they go back to their former lifestyle is because they don't know Jesus. They don't know the saving grace of Jesus Christ that can talk to them at 3 in the morning when man might not understand. The ones that do figure that out, man, it's great to behold.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.